And good morning, Joey Self with you here on the Roanoke Valley's Morning News. We're at 8:47. Now, the only third-party candidate in next week's governor's election is a lifelong Virginia resident who earned an aerospace engineering degree from Virginia Tech and is now a patent attorney in Northern Virginia. Libertarian candidate for governor Cliff Hyra joins WFIR anchor reporter Ian Price and me live on the phone. Cliff, good morning to you. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for joining us, Cliff. And we're going to get right to it. Going from aerospace engineering, Cliff, to being an attorney seems from the outside as a pretty drastic career change. Now, what prompted your switch?
You know, I think that at the end of college, I just realized that, you know, I maybe didn't want to do engineering as a career. It's a little bit more sitting in front of a computer and programming, and I kind of enjoyed a little bit more interaction. So I kind of explored all my options, but I had several family members who were lawyers, and, you know, they enjoyed their careers, and that's sort of what led me down that path.
Cliff, this is Ian Price. Now, you're the only gubernatorial candidate to say they are in favor of decriminalizing marijuana. And this week, you were the only candidate to send out a news release on the findings by the Virginia State Crime Commission study on the issue. Can you tell us more about your impressions from the Crime Commission's findings?
Right. Well, you know, it seemed like it was fairly favorable for decriminalization. You know, they pointed out a lot of the costs that are associated with the current criminalization of marijuana possession, you know, tens of thousands of arrests each year, and you know, thousands and thousands of convictions, and then all the kind of ways that people are hurt by those convictions, even if they're not spending a lot of time in jail. You know, they're discriminated against in many respects in terms of, you know, even federal loans and housing, employment. So there's a lot of costs, you know, that we're enduring, and we're not getting a lot of benefits out of it. The study didn't really identify any benefits, and it, you know, pointed to the large number of other states who done decriminalization in some fashion or another. So, you know, decriminalization would be certainly a step in the right direction. But, you know, I'm, of course, in favor of full legalization, which I think would be have many more benefits for the state, not the least of which would be that, you know, it would create a new industry. The number one industry here in Virginia is still agriculture, and it's a great place, a great climate for growing, cultivating hemp and marijuana. So those would be our number one cash crops, you know, if we were to fully legalize it and contribute some billions of dollars to our economy.
We're speaking with Cliff Hyra, Libertarian candidate for governor. Now, you're getting 3% of the vote in the latest Quinnipiac University poll released earlier this week. In the 2013 governor's race, Libertarian Robert Sarvis received 6.5% of the vote. Presidential candidate Gary Johnson in 2016 got a little under 3.3%. What do you think the Libertarian Party needs to do to appeal to more voters?
Well, it's hard to say. I think that we definitely have some momentum. Every election cycle is different, but if you look at over a little bit of the longer term, certainly those vote totals are creeping up, and you know, our appeal is pretty good among independents. I think the biggest thing for us is just exposure. You know, if you look at polling, there's still a pretty high percentage of people, over 80% of people, who say that, you know, they don't know enough about me to have an opinion one way or another. So I think considering that, you know, we've done fairly well. And, you know, one big barrier is, you know, getting into the debates. I think that, right, that would provide a lot more visibility. And it's something that people say that they want overwhelmingly, 4.5 to 1. People want to see me in the debates, hear what my point of view is. It's something that would assist people in learning about the candidates. It's a shame for anybody to go into the voting booth and not know much about, you know, one of the choices on the ballot. So we've been pushing for that, some reforms to allow for a little bit more choice and competition in the political arena, because that seems to be something that people are really hungry for. When I talk to them on the campaign trail, they're really eager to hear that third voice, that alternative to the sort of mainstream establishment parties.
All right. It is 8:52 WFIR. We are talking this morning with Libertarian candidate for governor Cliff Hyra. An editorial clip by the Virginian Pilot said you offer a modest and reasoned vision for how you would lead, in contrast to the unfair, wild-eyed, implausible agenda commonly associated with the party. Now, Cliff, what separates you from other Libertarian candidates that some voters have found a little bit too extreme?
Well, you know, I think we've been running some great candidates, at least in the you know, recent past. But, you know, I would say that I'm an incrementalist. So, you know, I believe in moving in the direction of more choice, more freedom across the board. You know, taking it slowly, one step at a time, you know, demonstrating that a certain, you know, thing works, and not trying to make dramatic changes all at once, because it's risky. You know, there may be unintended consequences. So I'm not proposing anything that's radical. I'm really just looking at what other states have done around the country that's been really successful and saying, hey, you know, why can't we have those same benefits here in Virginia? We already know that it works. Let's just adopt it, bring it here. You know, one of those things, of course, I'm always talking about is, you know, ending the drug war, but also, you know, scrapping some of the really anti-competitive regulations that we have here in Virginia that disadvantage small businesses, things that wouldn't cost the taxpayer any money, actually would save the taxpayer money, and don't seem to have any benefit for us. They're just benefiting some special interest group. And that's why, you know, we haven't been able to change it up until now.
Now, the two major political parties have both been stressing on certain issues, the removal of Confederate statues, stopping the Latin street gang MS-13. How do your stances on these issues kind of differ from the major parties?
Well, you know, the reality is that those issues are they're culture war issues. They're kind of really divisive issues that maybe get a lot of attention in the media, but they're not the biggest issues that face Virginia right now. So they're all somewhat of a distraction, I think, that's being used to drive a wedge between people. So, you know, I don't know that my opinion, right? I don't know that anybody's opinion differs very much on MS-13 or the statues. I think really everybody's saying the statues are a local issue that needs to be decided by the people who live there. And everybody, of course, nobody's in favor of MS-13. It's kind of ridiculous. I mean, this is just the election has gone in a bad direction recently where, you know, everyone's accusing of everyone else of being in a street gang or being a white nationalist or a neo-Nazi or, you know, some of these really absurd and terrible attack ads. And that's something that I've just stayed away from. So, I mean, if you're interested in somebody who's issue driven, who has a positive vision for the future of Virginia and changes that we can make to improve people's lives, you know, I'm the only candidate who seems to be offering that because that's really my focus, is on improving lives for the people of Virginia. And I'm not so focused on winning or winning at all costs or using, you know, the governor's office as a stepping stone to, you know, higher offices or anything like that. I'm just trying to promote the policies that I think will be best for the future of Virginia.
Okay, Cliff. And last question, it's a two-parter one. So in your opinion, what do you think the most important issues are in this election? And two, why do you think people should vote yellow next week?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think that what I'm always talking about on the campaign trail is, you know, ending the drug war, treating substance abuse as a public health issue and giving people the help they need instead of incarceration and a criminal record, and take some of that money that we're spending incarcerating people and use it to reform our tax and regulatory system. Our income tax code is crazy. The top rate starts at such a low level of income. That's why I would exempt the first $60,000 of household income from the state income tax. That would be $3,000 a year, you know, for the average family here in Virginia that they could use for so many things, paying off a student loan, a car loan, saving for a down payment. I'm the only candidate who opposes the pipelines and eminent domain abuse. That's something that's a real shame. We haven't heard more from our elected officials, you know, speaking out against something that would be illegal under Virginia law. You know, I'm the only candidate who talking about scrapping SOL testing, replacing it with something better for our children. I'm the only one who would cut even one penny of government spending, and I'm the only one who's really talking about regulatory reform to support our own small businesses, our entrepreneurial, local business owners, instead of taking an approach of spending millions of dollars trying to lure big corporations in from outside of the state. But let's create a world-class tax and regulatory system here in Virginia so we can grow our own businesses, support our own local business owners, because that's what we need in the modern economy where we're competing, you know, with every state in the country and every.
Cliff, I'll have to stop you there. That's all the time we have this morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Cliff Hira, Cliff Hira, Libertarian candidate for governor of Virginia. We appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for coming on board with us.